The gospel today places us at a turning point in the scriptures as Jesus confronts the looming reality of his own death. If you have ever been close to someone facing that reality, it can be harrowing and heartbreaking. I experienced that with both of my parents, and different people face death in different ways, sometimes with anger, sometimes with denial or despair. But one of the most remarkable and to me most inspiring stories was the story of Cardinal Joseph Bernardin. He was the Cardinal Archbishop of Chicago in the 80s and 90s, and in 1995, he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The following year, Cardinal Bernardin set out to tell his story, what he called the final miles of my life's journey, in a book called The Gift of Peace. He completed the book in November of 1996, describing how he was finishing the manuscript in the fall while knowing that he would not live to see the spring. Indeed, he died just 13 days after he completed the book. The Gift of Peace is a beautiful meditation about life, but also about the end of life. It is about facing that end with faith and grace. Cardinal Bernardin considered his final illness to be a gift from God, the gift of peace that gave the book its title. It is a gift that also endowed him with a sense of clarity and a sense of freedom. When we are at peace, the Cardinal wrote, we find the freedom to be most fully who we are, even in the worst of times. We let go of what is non-essential and embrace what is essential. We empty ourselves so that God may more fully work within us. We become instruments in the hands of the Lord. Fittingly, he titled the last chapter of his book, The Cross Comes into Clear View. Well, I think those six words could also serve as the title for this weekend's gospel. In this reading from John, Jesus confronts the same painful truth that Cardinal Bernardin confronted and that all of us face, the certainty of death. Our time is finite. In the gospel, Christ's earthly life is ending. His hour is at hand. He looks toward his future, the coming days, and he sees before him Calvary. The cross has come into clear view. For Jesus, this is a moment of anticipation and anxiety. In a profound and deeply personal way, the gospel shows us the human dimension of our Savior. The man who walked on water and gave sight to the blind shows an unexpected vulnerability. I am troubled now, he says. I imagine he is not only troubled about what he would experience, the pain and the humiliation and the struggle that he would endure, but also, I think, troubled for his followers, his friends and his family. He's troubled for all those who will find themselves, after he is gone, suddenly alone. Later in John's gospel, Jesus would reassure them, I will not leave you orphans. And here, too, he offers some reassurance. Where I am, there also will my servant be, he says. The Father will honor whoever serves me. Again and again, he is telling us, this will be hard, but take comfort. You are not alone. And then beautifully, in the middle of confronting the closeness of his own death, Jesus sees life. A grain of wheat, he says, has to die before it bears fruit. And if you want to know what sort of fruit it bears, just look around you. We are a part of that. The church throughout the world is a part of that. From that grain of wheat, there has been an astounding harvest. And it is all because of the cross of Calvary. For this purpose, Jesus explains, have I come. Put bluntly, Jesus understood that he was born so that he would die. And he died so that you and I could live. For this purpose have I come. Someone once said that each of us really has only one goal in life. That is to get to heaven and to bring as many souls with us as possible. Of course, along the way, things get a lot more complicated. Life gets complicated. But these last few weeks of Lent have served to remind us of what matters, stripping away what isn't needed. Lent helps us to simplify what has become complex and to burn away what is unnecessary so that we are left with only what is essential and what is important. And now in these last days of Lent, as the cross comes into view, as the climb to Calvary becomes clear, as the wood and the nails and the thorns become real, take one last look at the road that we have traveled the last 5 weeks. Maybe there have been detours and backtracks and setbacks, but it's worth asking, what have we left undone? Is there unfinished business, hurts that we have left unattended, or amends that we need to make? Have we opened our hearts to those in need? Have we worked to see in those we meet the face of Christ? Have we reconciled ourselves with one another and with God? When you think about it, those aren't just the great questions for the last part of Lent, but they could really be the great questions of life. And they all boil down, I think, to one defining question. Have we been, as Colonel Bernadine so beautifully put it, have we been instruments in the hands of the Lord? Thank you.